Easter week is a time Christians celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Shreveport, Louisiana, you'll find someone who knows much about an object that has received much scrutiny over its connection to those historical events. I'll take you to meet them on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It is an artifact that is closely tied to today's observance of Good Friday and Easter.
So it's a very mysterious artifact, relic, some would say. It's a 14.5-foot strip of linen cloth that bears the very mysterious image of a man who has been scourged and crucified in Roman fashion.
Dr. Cheryl White is describing what we today know as the Shroud of Turin.
It shows up in the documented history the first time in the year 1353-1354 in Liray, France. It was in the possession of a knight named Geoffrey de Charny, who actually built a collegiate church there in Liray to put it on display as the burial linen of Christ.
Cheryl is quick to point out that just because it is the 1300s before we have definitive documentation of its location doesn't mean it didn't date to a time over 1,000 years prior.
Forensic study of the shroud itself tells us the environmental journey. We know that at some point in its history, it's been in Jerusalem. We know that it's been in Antioch,
among other ancient locations. And those pollens placed it in those cities before the year 1300. Cheryl was also intrigued by the simple yet intricate image.
I was struck by the contrast between the complexity of the image and having no process today that can produce something like. We can't do this with digital printers. We can't do this with lasers.
It seems the image is a result of a light of incredible intensity that did not burn the fabric.
The hypotheses are the image itself was left as a physical reaction to a spectrum of light that sort of dehydrated the very top fibers of the linen, but captured all of the complexity of the man wrapped in it.
I'll conclude the story of the shroud and the research and teaching connection to this city next time as we travel the countryside. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McRae.